Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager's ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour revitalizes you and helps you move forward. So my birthday's coming up, and it's hard to believe, really, because this last year has just flown by. Part of that, I think, is because I'm having so much fun. It, you know, makes the days go faster. But also, I feel like time moves more quickly as we get older. Do you know 150 million Americans will soon be 50 or older? And those of us who are, say, 40 years old or better are approaching aging in a different way than the generations who've come before us. My guests on today's show are George and Sedina Capanelli, and they are here to share their ideas about how we can live more consciously right now, age more wisely, and celebrate our lives no matter how old we are in our physical bodies. I'll introduce you to the Capanellis in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? Things are looking a bit different on the site these days. There's been a design change, and that means that now there is a giant photo of my head at the top of every page. There's no need to thank me. I read your email. I understand you've said, please, could we have a giant floating photo of your head? And look, there it is. So while you're visiting at the site to marvel at the size and proportion of my enormous head, you might also want to check out the upcoming classes and events, get the skinny on what's coming up on this radio show, and lots more. Oh, and the Out of the Fog Salon is happening on Saturday, June 22nd. The Out of the Fog Salon is a monthly online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading and we all have a blast in the process. So if you've got questions and you've been wanting to connect with me, this is a great way to get intuitive guidance for a super affordable price. $19.99 gets you on that call, and I will bet that you're going to love it. And now, George and Sedina Capanelli are truth tellers, social revolutionaries, passionate spokespeople for the generations whose issues are being ignored and whose talents, wisdom, and experience are being undervalued. They're the co-authors of Do Not Go Quietly, a guide to living the life you were born to live for people who weren't born yesterday. The Capanellis are committed to creating an age-friendly society, and they've also co-founded Age Nation, a digital media company, and the Age of Empowerment, which is a 501c3 supporting people and organizations who serve vulnerable sections of the aging population. They're experts on individual, organizational, and societal change. They're internationally known consultants, coaches, and keynote presenters. They're everywhere. They have also a weekly podcast radio program, Age Nation Radio Magazine, and that will soon be syndicated on terrestrial radio. There's so much going on with these two. Find out more about them and their work at agenation.com. George and Sedina, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Karen.
We're so glad to be here, Karen.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, your heads are in proportion to your body. I just want to ask before we can get that out of the way. Unlike my giant floating head on the website,
yes, the last time I looked this morning, that my head was definitely in proportion, and Sedina's has always been in proportion.
Oh, speech. That's the nicest thing.
Now, you two have been working together for quite a long time. You've co-authored at least two other books. And I'm wondering, George, how is that working partnership? Is it easy to work with someone who's also your partner in life?
Some days it's a snap, and some days it's a challenge, you know? I mean, just like life. So, but we learn a lot, and with courage and perseverance and patience and enough love, we do just fine.
Oh, wonderful. Sedina, can you let me know what Do Not Go Quietly is about and what kind of gave you guys the idea to do the book?
Yes, I'd be glad to.
And may I ask you just to move a little bit closer to the phone? Sound is very low.
Is this better?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Oh, sure. I think it was this little speaker thing here. Sure. Karen, it's Do Not Go Quietly began really when George and I experienced the end-of-life passage of both sets of our parents. And we were really devastated by the healthcare, life care systems, and just the fact that we were with our parents in a different way than we'd ever been before. This last passage, this last time of life, it really woke us up. We had a lot of other things that spurred this whole conversation including a conference that we did in Jacksonville, Florida, for about 3 months. And, oh, are you not hearing me? Sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Really, you sound very faint. It's like you're speaking to me from the bottom of a well.
Okay, I'm going to go on. Sorry. Is this better?
Oh, hugely, enormously
better.
Sorry,
Karen. Yeah, it was the, whatever you call that, the little attachment. Okay, here I am. So, in any case, it was really our parents, the passage of our parents that spurred us on to this. We got a little angry at the whole system. We went to Sydney, Australia to the International Conference on Aging, and we're very disappointed in the United States' participation and support of its elders. So from there, we went on, and our agent was at this conference I was speaking about and told us, this is your next book. And we went for it, and it's our passion for the second half of our lives, definitely.
Mm. And George, there's a big change coming up here, what you might call a demographic revolution. Can you tell about what that is? Rapidly increasing numbers of people crossing that line, the aging line there.
Well, you know, as you said earlier, over the next several decades, we will be moving into a time where here in the U.S., 50% approximately, some say more, some say a little less, of our population will be 50 and over. The same is true in every industrialized country in the world. So what we are talking about is a global shift that's occurring, a graying of the population in all industrialized countries, and the implications are truly astounding. Economic, political, social, cultural, environmental, and as Sedina said, one of the reasons we were moved to write the book is that in addition to our personal experience, the more we began to poke around, the more we realized that our government, our institutions, our businesses, and many of us as people are simply not ready for these dramatic shifts. And one of the things about the shift that's so critical is that the world in which many of us were born, raised children, began our careers, explored alternative paths, for many of us began our this at least incarnation of our spiritual journeys, that world is changing dramatically under our feet. And so we need to be up on the balls of our feet rather than standing and leaning backward. We need to be exploring new alternatives, practicing new strategies, and above and beyond everything else, being much more true to ourselves as we make this passage into this brave new world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guests are George and Sidina Capanelli. They are the co-authors of the new book, Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living the Life You Were Born to Live for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. And after this break, I'd like to ask both of you about what kind of age range now is included in your book. I'd like to talk about Age Nation. I want to know about how I can begin to live more consciously and age more wisely. So we'll get to all that when we come back after this break.
Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. I help you see the blueprint of your life, what your life purpose is, when the times of prosperity are, and how to navigate through the challenges. You feel in control and inspired to live the life you want to live. Come experience an aha moment with me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guests on today's show are George and Sidina Capanelli. They are the co-founders of Age Nation and the authors of the new book, Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living the Life You Were Born to Live for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. Now, before the break, we were talking about that demographic revolution. We're rapidly approaching the time when many millions of people will be age 50 and over. And I'm wondering, George, what can we do? How can we shift the energy so that we're not caught unprepared? Because we're not looking at this at all, are we?
Well, I mean, what's beginning to happen is that the sheer weight of the number of people, one person every 7 seconds joins the 50 and over crowd. So the sheer weight of this transition is forcing a number of people to wake up. We are going to be playing catch-up for some period of time. So one of the reasons, again, we wrote the book is that we believe that each of us needs to take greater responsibility for our own lives and our well-being. So amongst the things we believe we need to do is we certainly have to maintain and take the best care possible of this physical instrument that we have this incarnation in. So diet, exercise, food, Sedina will talk a lot more about that because she's such an expert on it. But so taking care of the physical instrument, but also finding terrific balance in terms of our emotions, our intellect, and certainly paying a lot of attention to the spiritual aspects of our journey. Those are all areas that we believe, and the book guides the reader through exploring each of these areas, because we believe that one of our first and most important talents and points of focus need to be in making things right both within ourselves and then in the world around us.
Yes, absolutely, because it's very difficult to decide you're going to go out and change the world when you have not yet brought yourself into alignment.
Yes. And you know, at the same time, we're all here learning. We're all here practicing, and that involves a number of stumbles and trips because that's indeed one of the ways it appears that we learn in the physical realm. So we're not suggesting either that we're perfect or that anyone around us in the world is, but that together, if we utilize tools and strategies that have genuine value, if we are honest with ourselves and with the world around us about where we are in our journey, then I think together and individually, we really have a chance of walking on this path of living more consciously and aging wisely.
Mm. And Sedina, so much of the book is about being present, mindfulness, present moment. But one of the best ways to bring yourself into the present moment is to fully inhabit your physical body. Sedina, can you say a little bit about things that we can maybe start to do now, what the benefits of making these changes are as we begin to age wisely?
Well, yes, Karen. One of the things is, of course, our breath, which is our guide in our life and can bring us back into the present moment. A simple breath can guide us out of chaotic thoughts and counterproductive ways of being. So, and it's not natural to push the mind and body with such weariness takes over that there's no natural relief, and we're on such a speeded up, highly caffeinated society. So we need a pause. We need to, it's like a pause means a reprieve, a rest. And that will give us strength and renewed vision. And then we're not so burned out that we don't enjoy anything. So a simple gesture can really be the beginning of a lifelong practice of self-love and self-care at whatever age we are. And this second half of life begins at around 39 if you look at longevity studies. So you can begin breathing. You don't have to be any particular age, you don't have to have any sort of degree, to just take a breath. And when you do, you're back into your body, and it's very essential to take that in between pauses, events of the day. Just that simple breath and check in, and your body will tell you what's going on. Do you need to eat? Do you need rest? Are you lonely? Are you angry? Whatever's going on, it'll let you know if you take the time to stop. And remember that 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, these are crazy, wonderful, passionate years that have all the juice of everything we've garnered before. So how great is that? Much more than we had when we were younger.
Yes, and it's Absolutely. I was saying off the air, I'm going to be 48 tomorrow. My parents who are, oh, thank you. I'm so glad I was born. I'm glad I'm here and I'm not done yet. I'll tell you what.
Yes, my
parents who are in their late 70s, their world is so much different than mine. In just the last maybe 20 years, things have sped up so much, changed exponentially. And the needs of this now aging population, people my age and a little bit older, are different. Our expectations are different than probably my parents were at the same age.
Absolutely. This is new territory. That's one of the reasons Do Not Go Quietly is taken from the Dylan Thomas lines. And we took that as a reminder that although their life is full of a lot of sadness and pain and change, and it's absolutely new territory now, there's tremendous blessings. And we don't have to go quietly. This can be a motivation or a clarion call for us to open up to greater awareness and to take really full advantage of our time here, because really, whether it's 5 years, 10, 20, 50, you know, or your parents' age, it doesn't matter. It's all still a relatively short time. Even if we have 50 years, it's not a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's a privilege to be here, as you said. And what are we going to do with this? I believe that because we have a second chance, these generations, all of us do. We have about 40, 50 more years than were ever before us. And so this is a new time. We literally have more time to create the lives that we were born to live.
Mm. George, how can we connect with the life we were born to live if we haven't already been living it? How do we figure it out?
Well, I'm not sure what you and Sedina were talking about is I think very relevant, and that is that it's not so much of an intellectual exercise as much as it is a whole body experience.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that we come in, and encoded literally in our DNA is part of the purpose for our being here. And we point out often that in indigenous cultures, when a child is born, the elders of that community gather, and one of their tasks is to identify what the gift is that this child brings to that culture or that society. And unfortunately, in our time, what happens is a child is born, and the first thing that we attempt to do is make it like every other child.
Yes.
And but still, no matter how much of that social peer pressure and the acknowledgement and the approval and the carrots and all the rest of that that's present, beneath all of that beats a heart that knows that there is a purpose, a note that being has come here to sing in this kind of great song that is life. And so if we get quiet, if we pay attention to the things that bring us joy, if we pay attention to the things that raise the level of our passion and our energy, if we remember what we once thought we wanted to do, maybe we wanted to be a poet or a musician or a great leader or a healer or whatever. And even though we were told that those might have been foolish dreams, put aside those impractical things, you know. Focus on something that will make money, that will give you stability, that will, you know, a lot of us heard that song, and a lot of us believed it because the people who were communicating that message were people who supposedly loved us and in many ways did. And they had heard the same message from their parents. So get back in touch with that place inside that knows, and then when impulses come up, open up the cover of the piano, dust off those brushes, open the notebooks, whatever it, where you recorded things from the past, whatever that happens to be, then you have to have the wit and the courage to follow the prompts, and then the road starts to open.
Ah, and finding that wit, trusting that courage, ties back into this whole body wellness, this vibrance, this awakening curiosity that you're talking about.
Yes.
I call that, Karen, enlivening, enlivened aging. And it's all in our book. It's all in Do Not Go Quietly, with hundreds of quotes and tools and ways to interact so that each chapter becomes alive for you. There's just ways to figure out what you just said, the whole system, the mind, body, emotions, and spirit, and pulling it all together. Because really, aging doesn't happen all at once. And we can really be enlivened as we're aging. We can actually have, I mean, we don't have to resort in desperate, you know, anti-aging measures involving pills and plastic surgery and fetal lamb cells. Each moment we have a choice. We age each hour, each day, each moment. It's a choice as to what's best for us. Am I going to do something that's good for me, or something enlivening, or something that's going to age me? Something that makes me more vital or less vital, and so on. And in this way, we shape our lives. And it doesn't really matter how old you are. We've all seen people that are 20 that are miserable.
Yeah.
So you can be completely alive. There's a quote I love: the bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot.
Ah.
Yeah, we can pilot this adventure in a way that is just amazing. Mary Oliver has a question that I love to live by. What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
Oh, my gosh. Wonderful.
Yeah.
This is great stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guests are George and Sedina Capanelli, co-authors of the new book, Do Not Go Quietly. Go to agenation.com, find out more about them and more about the book. We'll be right back after this.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, dancing in my chair, and my guests are George and Sedina Capanelli. They are the co-authors of the very good book, Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living the Life You Were Born to Live for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. That's published by Hay House. They're also the co-founders of Age Nation, and you can get more information about them and Age Nation and the book and all of their work at agenation.com. www.enlivenedhealth.com. Now, Sadina, just before the break, you were talking about enlivened aging, and you brought up something that's very dear to my heart. I talk a lot about how with every situation, everything, we can respond in fear or we can respond in love. And a lot of my work is about helping people shift that perspective. Well, and it's so important, because when we are afraid of something, when we fear aging, or when we fear stepping into the life we were born to live, we tend to make choices out of fear.
Absolutely. Our society, too, I mean, you know, we're seduced. We're taught to resist aging with all of its physical signs and to push down our feelings, try to fix ourselves, you know, make ourselves into something that is younger, to look at all of those younger images of ourselves as a good thing. And, of course, this is an illusion. So we do come to reject ourselves rather than accept the beauty of the present where we are, just the way we are, with all of our juiciness that we've brought with us. And this is why I believe that so many people have such a hard time looking at their own death. It's what George and I both believe. They've just not been in touch with reality for so long. And yes, it's a lot of, it's about fear. It's about pushing down the feelings. That's why when I was saying earlier, part of being enlivened is to be go in the silence, go in the fear. And when you take a breath, you will allow your feelings to come up and out. To keep them stuck and keep them pushed down is what causes all the dis-ease in our bodies anyway. So I believe that to recenter and reset the rhythm of the mind and the body and the spirit will bring us into the present moment and into this amazing, incomparable person that we are. So the answer to staying young, and we can stay enlivened and young, it isn't in facelifts or rounds of golf. It's in tapping into the resources we already have, all of the gifts and talents that we've been given, and really stand in that wisdom and experience and appreciate those gifts that we have now that we could never have accessed when we were younger.
Karen, I also think that one of the reasons that so many people fear death is that they haven't lived life.
Yes.
You know, that if we're really engaged in doing what we came here to do, if we're in touch with ourselves, if we're exploring mindfulness moment by moment to the best of our ability, if we're on a path that's committed to living consciously, then in some ways, death is the reward we experience after having run a great race. But if we're sitting on the sidelines with our thumb in our mouths, wondering what we're going to be when we grow up, or regretting that we're not using our skills, then clearly death becomes something else. It becomes the end of an opportunity. It becomes a cutting short of the gift that is life. But I think that when you look throughout history at people that have done extraordinary things, it's not that anybody just wants to put their feet up and coast across the finish line, but I think that accepting the end of the game is a heck of a lot easier when we've run a good race.
And you talk in the book about the idea that when some people fear death because they feel there may be judgment for mistakes they made, for things that happened in the past, things they didn't handle well, things they should have done. And you talk in the book about coming to terms with the things that have happened in the past, using your past, using the wisdom gained to help you move forward, right?
Yes. Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi wrote a book called Aging to Saging, which is a great book. And he and his co-author, Ronald Miller, talked a lot about harvesting. You know, how do we harvest the seeds that we've planted and turn it into that kind of wisdom that only experience gives us? And so we have a lot of opportunity during the book for people to look back, to complete incompletes, to pay attention to burdens they may be carrying, people they haven't forgiven, aspects of themselves or things that we have done ourselves that we have not yet forgiven. I mean, if you think about it, if we want to go on a trip and we overpack or we have a lot of baggage, no matter where we go, cabs, planes, trains, hotels, we're always a little tired because we're lugging all this stuff with us.
Yes.
And if we look at our incompletes, if we put down some of the burdens we're carrying in forgiveness and guilt and resentment and all the rest of it, we can walk with a much lighter step. We can be more present because we're not regretting the things we've done in the past or anticipating some negative possibilities for the future.
Mm. That's very true. And Sadina, your idea, the using the breath, the simplest tool to bring us into the present moment, how can we then start to deal with those incompletes? A lot of us, and when I say, you know, a lot of us, I mean me, don't even like to look at the baggage we're carrying all the time.
Right.
And that makes it even harder to come to terms with it. How can we begin to work on those incompletes?
Well, we have many, as George was saying, processes within the book that help the reader go through the process. It can be as simple as just making a list of all the things you know you're not going to do anymore. We're carrying around all this baggage, as George said, and it's, I think of it as a personal feng shui. So we have all this energy, and it's just like if I clear my desk. Doesn't it feel great when you go in the house and you clear a space? You can feel that there's room now for something new to come in. And so anything that's dragging you down, and that can be psychological. It could be incompletes about something that you're holding, some ledger of injustice and retribution that you have against someone. We're not going to regain the feeling in our heart and come back into that aliveness, which we were talking about earlier, as long as we're holding on to things and they're dragging us down. So we can tap into resources that we already have. We have amazing resources, like our imagination, which Einstein said is more powerful than knowledge. And we can use that. And there's a chapter in our book on the extraordinary gift of curiosity. So just be curious as we were when we were children. And forgive and daydream and believe and trust and get into our music and dance. And if we follow those threads, those things that are our birthright, it will lead us to the life we're born to live. And we'll come alive. We will be enlivened at this time.
And the truth is that whether we want to or do not want to deal with some of the things we fear or some of the things we are troubled by, the fact is that life is a school, a giant school. We come in and we're born into a series of classes, and we're taking classes in life right up until the end. So, you know, there's an old expression that says what we resist, we're stuck with. You know? And sometimes, whether we want to deal with something or not, life has this remarkable conspiratorial aspect, because the soul is committed to our consciousness and making us whole. It doesn't care what our emotions have to say about something. So oftentimes, fate places in our path things that require that we deal with the things that we're afraid of. And we should be thankful for that, because another cliche is, none of us get out alive, but some of us get out an awful lot more whole than we entered, if
yes.
we're willing to do the things that we need to do. And fear, anyway, is an acronym, as you know, for oftentimes emotional fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. And so, who is it? Byron Katie, with her questions, one of her first questions is it true?
Right.
Well, how do we know whether one of the things that we're afraid of is true if we're not willing to step along the path and test it? And we don't have to leap off a cliff. We can just put our toe in the water a little
right.
bit and feel the ground and say to ourselves, well, let me go a little further. Let me find out if this thing that has been limiting me, obstructing me, confusing me, and aging is certainly one of those things. Let me find out if it's true, or have I been living with an illusion?
Very true. And it certainly in my life I've found that, well, and in the lives of the people I talk to, that when there is a lesson for us, the universe will continue to present opportunities for us to learn that lesson. Mm-hmm. And if it needs to be presented 100 million squillion zillion times, then it will. If it needs to be presented once, then it will be presented once. And that's always an opportunity for us to learn and to grow. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guests are George and Sedina Capanelli. They're the co-founders of Age Nation and the co-authors of the book Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living the Life You Were Born to Live for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. We'll be right back after this.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW. AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Well, Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm here with George and Sedina Capanelli. They're the co-founders of Age Nation and the co-authors of the new book, Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living the Life You Were Born to Live for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. Sedina, I'm wondering, we're talking about the tools we can use to bring ourselves into the present moment, be fully in alignment with our physical bodies, with our life path. Can you say a little bit about our connection with nature and how that can help support this growth?
Oh, yes. Our earth is really, it's our home, and all around us and in our earth, in our home, we have answers to a more sane and sustainable and fulfilling life. At whatever age we find ourselves, I believe that this connection, this solitude at times with nature, being in silence with nature, recentering, resetting the rhythm of the mind, body, and spirit, and breathing consciously are all tools that we can use that will help us ground at this time of life and help us to drop the doubts and insufficiencies that come along with the fears that we open the program talking about. So when we come into the autumn of our lives, we can think of it as one of our seasons, just as the earth has her seasons. We can see that the harvesting of autumn and the settling in of winter are no less important than the seeding of spring. Mm. And one without the other is really meaningless, right?
Yes.
So if we think of our lives as a unity instead of a series of these unrelated fragments, then each period grows out of the next. We have a cohesive flow to our lives. And we know one period's going to come and then the next, and we're in the unity of the whole. We can know that, you know, we're more than our bodies and our minds and experience soul consciousness in our daily lives. And view ourselves, which I'm sure that these listeners on your show already know, that we're spiritual beings living in a physical body. But we're one with all that is. We can transform this aging process into a spiritual opportunity and go beyond time. And no longer are we trapped in all these limitations of getting older. We're suddenly in the present moment, with all the possibilities that moment has. And my dogs are agreeing.
Oh. Part of that natural connection.
Yes.
It's so important. Companion animals. People who listen to this show know Pepper, the psychic puppy, because of her barking, her contributions to the show. Our connection with our companion animals is a wonderful way, I believe, to learn about unconditional love.
Yes.
To learn about being in the present moment. I'm sure it's the same with your dogs. Pepper is living the now all the time. Not what happened, not what's going to happen, unless I'm holding up a treat, I suppose. Then she's thinking about what's going to happen. But mostly she's really in the present.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree.
George, there's tremendous power and goodness and all these wonderful things. All of us, you know, old people, we're a powerful force for good here.
We are indeed.
How can we use this and let's start taking over the world now?
Well, first of all, you know, we control about 80% of the nation's wealth. We spend the majority of money on a whole lot of products and services. We've had an enormous amount of experience in a lot of the major movements of the 20th century, environmental, human rights, civil rights, women's rights, animal rights, anti-war. You know, we know how to get a lot done, and we've helped change the world in many, many ways. We've also added our own not-so-stellar imprint to the world, but we have a chance to make a difference if we first take care of ourselves, balance emotions, spiritual, intellectual, physical energies, and therefore what we then do in the world will be much more positive. We must step back up and take a seat at the table. We can't let a group of people in Washington and in other state capitals who are half our age, have half our experience, and unfortunately sometimes half our intelligence, make decisions that are going to impact the rest of our lives. In every culture throughout history, where elders and their wisdom has been honored and included, those societies have thrived and grown. And wherever cultures have stopped honoring their elders, they have started to implode. We're at a choice point. We can make decisions, each one of us, every day. We don't have to wait for the midterms or for the every 4 years to cast a ballot. Our system is in jeopardy, and we need to be casting our votes every day with the way we spend our money on conscious products and conscious companies who contribute to the well-being of the world. We can do so very, very much each day. If we don't like what a media has to say, turn it off. Stop buying the newspaper. Stop subscribing to the web feed where someone does something great and ennobling and uplifting. Then keep spending, keep supporting. We can change the course of history if we do it well. And to a large extent, that's why we wrote Do Not Go Quietly, the book, and why we created Age Nation.
The passion in your voice as you talk about this, that same passion went into the founding of Age Nation. How can you tell me a little bit about how you want to use that platform? Because it's more than just a radio show, more than just a website. You've got big plans, right?
Well, yes, both Sadine and I have a lot of passion for engaging, inspiring, informing, inviting, and unearthing solutions for all of us in the second half of life. So whether it's the web or the podcast radio network or the live conferences or the online programs or the consulting and coaching that we do or the products and services or this great new World Council of Wisdom Keepers that we've launched with Jean Houston and Michael Mead and Angela Sarian and Ram Dass and all of these terrific people who are like-minded on this conversation about turning our world into an age-friendly and elder-honoring place. And so that's what it's all about. We invite people to come to Age Nation and learn about our national digital magazine and contribute their ideas. Together, we can make a huge difference if we pull together and remember that we have a job to do, and it's a great and noble job. And by living our dreams, we will contribute that note, and by coming together in collective and greater consciousness, we can make a huge difference.
So I just want to say, please, everyone listening, come on board and know that this is a very large canvas and you can come and paint. Age Nation is a hub for everyone to be inspired and engaged and informed in so many ways in your lives. So we welcome your feedback, and I hope you enjoy Do Not Go Quietly. And we'll see you out there enlivened in time of life.
That's right. Thank you so much, George and Sadina, for being on the show. This is a very rich book. There's a lot in here. There are personal stories. There are exercises for reflection. There's a lot in this, and I really appreciate you coming to share some of the great wisdom that's in this book.
Well, thanks.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Folks can get the book, Karen, at Amazon and Barnes & Nobles and all bookstores, and we invite them to, and please let us know what you like and what you don't, and share your perspectives with us. And thank you so much for
having us. Thank you so much. And, oh, by the way, the book has a website, donotgoquietlythebook.com.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. That was George and Sadina Cappanelli. They are the co-authors of Do Not Go Quietly. You can find out more about them and the book at agenation.com. The book has its own website, donotgoquietlythebook.com. This is good stuff, people. That is all the time that we have for today. Now, don't forget to go over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. We've got the tons of fun, I would say that, wouldn't I? But it is a lot of fun. Tons of fun online gallery reading that's coming up on Saturday, June 22nd. And so you can check that out. That will help energize you and bring you more clarity. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, and you'd like to work with me privately, fogcitypsychic.com is where you can get more information about how to do that. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out
Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.